Final segment on today's Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to take part in this coming conversation with Dave Stauffer running for Oregon governor, you're welcome to at 800-838-3760 by phone. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. For a state that wasn't even supposed to have an election for governor, Oregon has a lot of candidates running. We're only voting on a two-year term for governor because John Kitzhaber resigned last year before the midpoint of his term. Former Secretary of State and current Governor Kate Brown is running in the primary, as are several other Democrats, several Republicans, and two members of the Independent Party of Oregon. Dave Stauffer is one of the Democrats running for the nomination to run for Oregon governor, and he can tell you a little bit more about himself because he's on the line with us today. Dave, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So tell us a bit about yourself and your occupational background.
A period of time, I was the securities analyst for the Oregon State Department of Consumer and Business Services, Division of Finance and Corporate Securities, where I was reviewing security offerings for the whole state of Oregon. I've also been a business manager of a school district up in Barrow, Alaska. Barrow is as far north as you can go. I lived in Yardik for about 4 years. And I've also, after I went to Alaska, I came back and went to law school at Northwestern School of Law at Lewis and Clark College. And then I practiced law for 15 years. And eventually I was a securities analyst. And it was about 5 years ago that I got this idea for an invention to get water to a whole bunch of places in Oregon, specifically down in southern Oregon and eastern Oregon. I'm planning to get water to the headwaters of the Klamath River Basin, also to the headwaters of the Rogue River. And I'm going to do that by an invention that I stumbled upon a while back. About 5 years ago, Morrow and Umatilla counties, they're right along the Columbia River, asked for the Oregon legislature to divert just a little bit of the Columbia River water to Morrow and Umatilla counties in order to create 10,000 jobs there, mm-hmm. agricultural jobs. And the Oregon legislature firmly said, "Thou shalt not divert the Columbia River," and that ended that. But I got to thinking, hey, I can get water to them without diverting any Columbia River water.
How?
What I do, or what I've proposed, is that you start a pipeline at the bottom of the river about Spokane, Washington, the bottom of it's the Spokane River there, but it flows into the Columbia. And you take that pipeline down the bottom of the Columbia River, so low in the water that no ships hit it, and so that you can't even see the pipeline. You go straight down the bottom of the Columbia River all the way to Astoria. No diversion of any water. At Astoria, the water normally flows into the Pacific Ocean and is lost as fresh water. Well, I figured out you don't have to do that. You can keep it in the pipeline and just do a 180-degree U-turn and go right back up the river to Morrow and Umatilla counties, and you'll have plenty of water.
So that sounds like a very long pipeline.
Oh, it is. It's a huge pipeline, but it's a pipeline at the bottom of the river, so it doesn't have to be that strong when you have a pipeline above ground. And I'm not planning any pipelines above the ground. I think the Ben Bulletin said that I was planning to pipe water across Oregon land, and that's not true at all. All my pipelines will be at the bottom of the river, and they don't have to be as strong as a normal pipeline, like the Alaska oil pipeline was made of steel, mm-hmm. and was very sturdy. But if you have a pipeline at the bottom of a river that's carrying water, the pressure of the water inside the pipeline is exactly equal to the pressure of the water on the outside of the pipeline in the river. So it doesn't have to be a real strong, and you can get that water back tomorrow in Umatilla counties. That's one pipeline.
All right. So let me just come in here, though. Dave Stauffer, by the way, is a Democratic candidate for governor in Oregon. There's still the issue of a water right and the obtaining of one, which seems to get rather tricky in the West, as you're aware. So even if the invention works completely, I mean, how much water are you talking about taking out of the river, and under what under whose right?
Well, there are no riparian right problems because the Columbia River is a federal waterway, and all the water that I am sending back up the river or sending down to the Klamath River is only the water that would flow into the Pacific Ocean and be lost. Nobody has ever tapped that water. This is the water at the bottom of the river. At Astoria, the Columbia River is 4 miles wide, so there's a lot of water. And all the riparian owners have always let that water just flow into the ocean. So I'm not treading on anybody's rights. It will go back up the Columbia River. Also, a second pipeline will turn south at Astoria and go along the shallow Pacific coast waters down to the mouth of the Klamath River, and then it'll go up the Klamath River. The reason I start the pipeline at Spokane, Washington, is because that is where the Columbia River is about 100 meters above sea level, approximately 300 feet. And
so just flows, to provide some incline for it to pick up momentum?
Right. It flows downhill all the way to the other end of the pipeline. And because it starts at that high level, it will flow up to any level that is lower than the starting level of 100 meters above sea level. In other words, if at the top of the Klamath River basin, the Klamath River is 99 meters above sea level, then the water will flow all the way from Spokane, Washington, at 100 meters above sea level, down to the Klamath River, and it'll rise up to any level that's lower than 100 meters above sea level.
But you're talking about taking water from the Columbia and putting it into the Klamath Basin, because Oregon is not quite like California in its willingness to export water from one basin to another, although it does happen, as it happens in southern Oregon, with Klamath Basin water ending up in Bear Creek and the Rogue River.
Well, I want to be very clear on that. The water that flows from Spokane to Astoria is the same water that is flowing there now. So we're not taking any water from that. The only water that goes into my pipelines is the water that would normally be lost into the Pacific Ocean. So we're not taking any water from the Columbia River. We're just taking the output of the Columbia River at Astoria, so we're not depriving anybody. In fact, I've got my one pipeline will go back to eastern Oregon, back up the Columbia River. One will go down up the Klamath River. One will go up the Rogue River, and then a couple more pipelines will go down to California. But all that is just excess water that the Columbia River is flowing into the Pacific Ocean anyway.
All right, there's another idea that you announced recently, too, which seems a little further out there, which is the idea of a water slide for commuters in the Portland area. Can you explain that?
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of favorable reaction on that. The idea, in Portland, we have a daily traffic jam across the Interstate Bridge. It's a terrible traffic jam, about 1 or 2 hours long, and they tried to build another bridge, spent $140 million studying the project, and then they decided it couldn't be done. So we still have that traffic problem. So my idea was, why don't we create a water slide that, like the one at Space Mountain down in Disneyland, only a little bit bigger. The idea is to build a 30-story parking garage in Vancouver, or a little bit north of Vancouver. Commuters that go to Portland and back to Vancouver every day would drive into the parking garage, park their car, then take an elevator to the top of the parking garage. And at the top, on the 30th floor, there would be a water slide, and it would go off the top of the building and then over the top of the interstate bridge and over the top of the freeways and then down to about 30 feet above the street level of downtown Portland.
All right, so this is certainly an unusual idea. I mean, and okay, have you looked at the feasibility of it? Have you taken patents out?
Yes, I have applied for a patent on it. And I've discussed it with many people, and nobody says it's, well, everybody says it's possible to do because, we have many water slides in the world.
Okay, Dave Stauffer, anybody running for governor has to be concerned with things other than water, though, whether it's water for agriculture or recreation or commuting purposes, as your most recent thing is. So let's talk about some other issues. For example, the Oregon State budget. There's great concern there that the public employee retirement system, or PERS, is going to take a much larger chunk of the next budget, therefore denying money to other services. How would you remedy that situation?
Well, first of all, there are two important factors that exist right now. One is that the price of gas is way down. That puts money in everybody's pocket, and it makes businesses more profitable, and those businesses will earn more income and pay state income taxes on that additional income. The second factor is that we now have 4.2% unemployment in Oregon, and traditional economists think that 4% unemployment is full employment, but you don't get below 4%. So we've got a lot of employment and a lot of businesses going on, and I think that the state revenues are going to be higher than they used to be by a significant amount. So that will help, but also, as you know, my pipeline, I predict, will bring 10,000 jobs tomorrow in Umatilla counties. It'll bring another 10,000 jobs, or say 10,000 jobs, down at the headwaters of the Umatilla River, and it'll create another 10,000 jobs around the headwaters of the Rogue River. That's a lot more employment. That's a lot more people.
Are you talking agricultural jobs?
Right, agricultural jobs. Plus, if you get that much water and that much farmland and forest land and grazing land created, you're likely to get a lot of other employment. Like, there might be additional cities created, there might be additional school districts, counties, and it'll probably be a tremendous help to those counties in eastern Oregon that are suffering because they don't have logging revenues anymore.
Okay, let's come back to one other topic that's going to arise for the next governor, no matter who that person is schools and how we keep them fully funded or funded enough to give people an education.
I think that, I'm looking at the supply side, that is, the revenues coming in, and I think the general economic climate at present is conducive to getting more revenues in, plus my pipeline will create a lot more jobs, and that'll create a lot more revenue, and I think we'll have enough money to keep things going. The current political discussion has been, where are we going to cut, and how are we going to get the money? And I think that that's going to be resolved in the coming years by the increased economic activity.
We shall see. Dave Stauffer is on the ballot as a Democrat running for Oregon governor. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
My pleasure.